It is time to liberate our communities from this scourge of drug addiction. Never been this way. We can be the generation that ends the opioid epidemic. We can do it.
That was President Trump yesterday as he declared the country's opioid epidemic a public health emergency. Among other things, the declaration will allow the government to reduce some regulations, including allowing Medicaid to pay for some addiction treatment services. But it does not allocate any new money for these efforts. With us to talk about what this means for Arizona, we're joined by Will Humble. He's director of the Arizona Public Health Association and a former director of the State Department of Health Services. Will, good morning.
Good morning.
So what kind of impact do you think the president's declaration yesterday will have on Arizona? Is it significant, do you think?
Well, it kind of depends on what they actually do with the new authority that they have under the, it's called the 391 Public Health Services Act. So it depends on what HHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, does with this new authority. So I went to the Health and Human Services website yesterday, and the emergency declaration doesn't really give any details about what they intend to do. But I took some notes about things that they could do that would be helpful.
What kinds of things might they do? I mean, obviously, we don't have a ton of detail yet, but like, what could the feds do that might actually make a difference here?
So mostly it would be change, regulatory changes, not necessarily money. I mean, I hear people talking about, well, there's no new money, so this doesn't mean anything. That's not necessarily true. They could allow states to do some additional experiments within their Medicaid programs and Medicare as well, CHIP, and actually waiving some of the HIPAA requirements. That's, you know, patient data security kind of requirements. But let me just give a couple of examples of things they could elect to do. Like I said, they haven't said they're going to do these things. But one of them would be to allow practitioners, people who provide medication that's called Suboxone, which is a helpful medication to get people off of opioids. Right now, clinicians are limited in the number of patients that they could see by the federal government, so that they could provide relief in that way. Another example is the federal government could allow states to provide medically assisted treatment or substance abuse treatment for people that are in jails and prisons. Right now, that's not the case. There could be some changes within the structure of how data for substance abuse is shared among providers. So there's a handful of things that are really regulatory in nature that could make a big difference. But like I said, there's nothing coming from HHS at this point to say what exactly they intend to do to help.
Well, you said that it doesn't necessarily come down to money, that there's some regulatory things that presumably wouldn't take additional money to do. But given that there is no new money in this, does that limit potentially the effect that this declaration might ultimately have?
Well, it limits the impact that it could have to some extent. I mean, there is a public health emergency fund that exists in federal law, but there's no money in it. So at this point, there's nothing HHS could really do unless Congress would provide money in that fund. But through the back door, I think there's some ways to get some funding into the system. So I'll give you an example of that. So if states decide, yes, we would like to provide medically assisted treatment for people who have opioid addictions in jails and prisons, they could run that through their state Medicaid program. And, you know, states would have to put up the state match requirement for that. But those funds would be drawn down through the normal CMS or Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services provision. So in a sense, it could be some backdoor money that comes through to states that elect to use new tools within their Medicaid programs to get more people access to treatment.
Will, quickly in the time we have left, you mentioned Medicaid, and I'm wondering if this epidemic and this declaration from the president maybe makes it a little more imperative or significant what Congress ultimately does with Medicaid as part of the healthcare debate.
Well, I think so. I mean, I've thought that all along. I mean, you hear elected officials talking about how important the opioid epidemic is to them, and yet you see them voting for, you know, repeal of major parts of the Medicaid program. So, I don't pretend to know what's inside of people's heads, but I often see discrepancies between what people say and what they do.
All right. That's Will Humble. He's director of the Arizona Public Health Association, former director of the State Health Department. Will, thanks for your time.
Thank you.